A rising tide of marine trash poses a systemic threat to the ocean. That's what the top administrator of the Federal Science Agency, NOAA, said Friday during a visit to the Pacific Northwest coast. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Long Beach, Washington.
A volunteer beach cleanup group called the Grassroots Garbage Gang provided eye-popping stats for the NOAA administrator. In 2004, volunteers picked up 15 tons of trash on the Long Beach Peninsula. That's risen over subsequent years to 22 tons, 27 tons, and last year to more than 32 tons. A bit further north, Olympic Coast National Marine Sanctuary research coordinator Liam Antrim has methodically inventoried the marine debris in his area.
It really is mostly plastic, and 92% by our recent analysis is plastic debris of various forms.
Such as broken fishing gear, foam insulation, and aquaculture fragments, which appear to come from Asia.
The plastic is becoming part of the geology of our coastline, where it's breaking into smaller pieces and becoming a portion of the sand.
The federal government is now providing foreign aid to tropical nations to improve garbage management. Closer to home, several partners are targeting derelict fishing gear for removal. I'm Tom Bonsi in Long Beach, Washington.